There are a lot of dating websites out there. Match, Plenty of Fish, singlebeagles.com.
Oh,
what?
It's a dating website for beagles.
Okay.
But nobody can beat good old-fashioned mom setting you up on a date.
Mom
is the original dating website. Why isn't there? Is there a website where mothers can match their kids up? There should be mommmatch.com or something like that.
I think you just stumbled upon a million-dollar idea.
Don't
okay.
Say that,
everybody
man.
Forget I said that.
Yeah, except nobody wants to sign up for that except for moms.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Eugene is on the phone right now, and apparently he got set up on a date by his mom. What's up, Eugene?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Does your mom actually have good taste for you?
Yeah, she's great. She sets me up all the time.
What? I've never heard of the good taste part.
And how is your mom meeting so many women your age?
She works in a big office. You know, she looks out for me.
Okay.
So anytime they hire somebody who's around your age, she just walks up to them and, like, puts them through the ringer to see if they're material to date her son, huh?
Yeah, basically. And she's way more successful at getting me dates than I am.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah, well, you got a pimp for a mom. Good for you.
Tell us about the girl she set you up with this time. What's her name?
Her name was Diana.
Diana. Mm-hmm. It was Diana.
Yeah, it is. She's, you know, I'll
she's
get
still
to
with
it.
Us.
All right. Her
she's
name's,
still alive, I hope.
Good.
Her name is Diana. And what'd you do with Diana?
Well, she said we'd meet at my place before the date, and we never left.
Attaboy.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, hold up. Is that what your mom is hoping for you as well? Is she wanting you to score like that?
My mom just wants grandchildren. She doesn't care how it happens.
Okay.
It's like, even if it's a mistake from a drunken night of hanging out at your house, it's fine.
There are so many times my mother said to me, now, if you did accidentally get pregnant, that would be fine.
Yeah.
I'm here to take care of him.
Yeah, she's the only one who doesn't want him to be safe, right?
So you guys ended up just staying at your place. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I must have been really on my game that night.
Okay, well, tell us about it. What happened?
I mean, she was really cool because she didn't look like a lot of those girls you see on the internet.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I see a lot of different kinds of girls on the internet. Yeah.
What do internet girls look like?
I mean, Diana's boobs were just a little smaller, but she's still super cute, you know?
Wait, are you watching like a ton of adult videos on the internet? What?
Did that come out wrong?
Or? No, I just mean in general, you know, the girls on the internet.
Okay.
That is so creepy.
So what? She looked a little different than the other girls that you see all the time on the internet.
And her only descriptor is the size of her boobs so far.
Well, we know what kind of stuff you're looking at on the internet. That's
yeah.
all. What else did you like about her?
She was just easy to talk to. And, you know, the weather was bad that night. So we kind of stayed in and did a lot of fun stuff together.
Like what?
We looked at some old photo albums, then we ordered Chinese food, played some Yahtzee. It was fun.
Did she think it was fun? Because if she's flipping through your baby books, chances are pretty good she was not having a great time with that.
She seemed to be laughing. I don't know. She seemed pretty good. It seemed like things were going pretty well, because then after a little while, I made my move. I waited till she went to the bathroom, and then I put something risque on the TV.
I don't want to know.
That's your move?
And that worked?
What?
And what? Yeah.
No.
So she came out of the bathroom, and there's a porn playing in your living room?
No, not a porn. Come on.
Oh, good.
No.
Okay.
What?
What did you put on the TV that's risque to try to get her in the mood?
Game of Thrones, duh. There's always nudity in that.
That is true. There's a lot of nudity and a lot of weird sex stuff.
Action. And, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it still.
Oh, you have to watch. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so good. Oh, you got to. If you don't want to take off of work tomorrow and watch it, it's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Right. You sound like you like it a lot.
Well, did it work? Did it get her in the mood?
By the time the first episode ended, it was super late and she had to leave. At the end, I'm like, I'm looking forward to binge watching the show with you and binge doing you. So maybe that was
what?
A little
doing
forward.
Did you really say that?
I'm going to binge you.
Did you really say that?
I meant it as a joke, you know.
Yeah.
We had banter. I was joking, but
right.
Maybe she, you know, oversaw it.
Well, did she laugh at that joke?
She laughed, but it was like a kind of nervous laugh.
Okay, that sounds like more of like a shocking thing. Like, whoa, did he just say that?
Okay, then.
I from your description, if I was that girl on the date, I would think you were creepy.
Yeah, you were just trying to.
What? Creepy? Why?
I'm going to binge do you.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all you need to know. That's,
without ever kissing her.
Yeah, without even kissing her. That might have been a bad move, man.
And still, the only way you've described this woman is by her boobs. Like, I have known nothing about her other than her boob size.
She smells nice.
Okay.
Again, so that's kind of creepy, Eugene.
Boobs are on the smaller side. She smells nice. And apparently she doesn't know how to take a joke about being binge done.
I mean, you guys don't understand. You just had to beat her. It was super funny in the moment. Trust me.
Wow.
All right, man. Well,
wonder what could have gone wrong.
We will play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Okay. Thank you.